EPA officials and politicians gathered in Bridgeport in front of the broken windows, piles of debris, and collapsed ceilings of a metal plating shop that's been abandoned for 13 years. Deb Zaro of the EPA announced the city, which now owns the site, was awarded $200,000 to help clean it up, as well as $300,000 to provide loans for other cleanups. The EPA is also giving $900,000 for additional loans in the Bridgeport area. And Zaro said neighboring Stratford is also getting EPA money to help remove hazardous waste at an old coal and heating oil storage site.
So it's a whole big package that works together to make sure that cities and towns can get their brownfield sites cleaned, redeveloped, and back into productive use.
The new federal funding won't come close to solving the brownfields problem in Connecticut. There are as many as thousands of properties in the state that can't currently be redeveloped because of contamination. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal called this a down payment on a larger amount that needs to be invested. But he said in Washington, the EPA is under attack from lawmakers who would cut its funding.
There's no magic solution to cleaning up arsenic, petroleum, sludge, cyanide, and there's no magic solution to making Washington work. And the dysfunction and partisan paralysis, the ideological bitterness is reflected in the fight to get funding for EPA programs that work.
Connecticut is also taking steps to remediate abandoned and contaminated properties. The state's currently reviewing applications for a cut of the $20 million Governor Daniel Malloy included in the current budget for brownfields. So far, they've gotten 41 applications, seeking a total of $75 million. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.